Les colloques du Collège de France.
Bonjour tout le monde. Hello everybody. Je passe à l'anglais. Sorry, I shift to English as this workshop will be in English. So first I would like to tell you, I was told that I should tell you that no coffee is allowed into this room. Actually, this is not coffee, this is water. Water is fine. So this is the Discourse Files workshop. It's part of a project on mental files that have been ongoing for some time here at the Collège de France. And the mental file idea, as you know, has several disciplinary sources. There is one source that's psychological, that's the notion of an object file. There is another source that's linguistic, that's precisely this idea of discourse file, even though the label is new, the idea is old. That's the idea of a temporary file that we use to keep track of information given about an object that's introduced in the discourse. And so we sort of store information provided by the discourse into that temporary file. And the object in question is a so-called discourse reference. And the third source is philosophical. There is the notion of a mental file that's construed as an entry in the mental encyclopedia. And so there are obvious commonalities between these different notions, but there are also important differences. Object files and discourse files are temporary files in working memory, while the mental files that philosophers talk about, they're supposed to be standing files in long-term memory, so that's not quite the same thing. Also, discourse files and object files that are tied to specific ways of gaining information about objects or from objects. Perception in the case of object files, or communication in the case of discourse files, while mental files abstract from particular ways of gaining information. They store whichever information is available about a particular entity that the file is about. So that's another difference. And of course, the three types of file map to three big areas of cognition: perception, language, and thought. But so there are differences, but also, as I said, commonalities, and certainly it's worthwhile to sort of explore the relations between these different things, and to ask very simple questions like, what happens when an object seen is identified as an object heard about, or what happens when an object either seen or heard about is identified as a familiar object about which one already has a standing mental file? Or what happens when a standing mental file is accessed or activated? What happens in working memory when some information from the file is, as it were, retrieved? All these questions are legitimate and interesting and raise a number of issues. Now, when I wrote this sort of a, I don't know whether in English we would say an argument for a brief sort of a blurb for this workshop, I also mentioned a particular topic that I think is interesting. That's the topic of existence and fictionality. There clearly are mental files for fictional objects, for example, fictional characters. I mentioned that because there is a huge literature in philosophy and also linguistics and also other disciplines. Actually, it's an interdisciplinary literature about files for fictional objects. So clearly that exists, but also it seems that there is also a sort of a close connection between this idea of non-existence of fictionality and discourse files, in the sense that it has been said many times that the thing that you talk about need not exist, and actually discourse reference need not be actual things. You may introduce you may introduce a fictional, sorry, hypothetical object and talk about it and so on. So here also we find that there is this issue, and the question arises, where these ontological freedoms, as it were, come from initially, does it? And how closely related is it to discourse files? So is it an important feature of discourse files, or is it... So there are all sorts of, I'm not going to go into details, all sort of issues that arise in this connection. So I flag this as a particularly interesting topic, and I know that it will be discussed at some points in this workshop. So anyway, I hope we'll have discussions of some of these issues. I really look forward to this, and I wish you all a good workshop. Thanks.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.